The South Carolina Agritourism Annual Conference taking place. As a matter of fact, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers just left there. And tell us, what did you see, Commissioner?
Well, I saw the largest turnout they'd had to date, and that was an encouraging sign, I think.
Yeah.
You know, just getting one more year past COVID. But a nice day going on at Judson Farms, just outside of Sumter. Very interesting family, relocated here from California. He said, I could have gone anywhere I wanted, but I ended up here. I said, well, you made the best choice.
So couldn't agree more.
Just, I spoke to the group and wanted to hear some of their issues, but my main observations were that when we began this agritourism effort within the Department of Agriculture, I think we had about maybe 80 places around the state, and that might be a stretch, that you could go and call it agritourism.
Right.
And last count, we have 545 farms listed on the website. So quite the growth, and our focus is, well, how does it continue to grow?
For those who may be wondering, what comes under the umbrella of agritourism?
Well, it's activities on a farm that lets the public come out to enjoy a family day of recreation, entertainment, education, while outdoors, and again, being out there today, perfect day. Maybe over the weekend, not so much with all the rain, but lots of, again, activities, whether it's seasonal things like corn mazes or pumpkin patches or hay rides, hiking, fishing, you name it, things that, you know, I get to enjoy because I live on a farm every day. But folks coming out again to focus on a family outing, and a family might be two people, it might be a dozen. You never know.
You've spoken about how it has grown. How important is agritourism, one, to South Carolina, but to these farms? How big of an impact is it making?
You know, I don't have the numbers associated with it with me, but for the fact that we've grown by this much, it speaks, the evidence speaks for itself, that so many of our farms are realizing they can diversify their income streams by doing these types of activity. For us in the department, we get, we think, one more opportunity for that consumer to be closer to agriculture. So the value is monetary, but it's also intangible, keeping farmers and consumers a little more linked together.
That certainly can't hurt to make that kind of connection, as you mentioned, with the consumer. It develops a bond there, and it also helps to educate the public more about the value of the food, that's where it's coming from.
Well, that's exactly right, and all while having a good time doing it.
Right, exactly.
Again,
right.
COVID taught us a lot, and that one is that people want to spend time as a family. I know I do, and these are opportunities for them to get out as a family, get outdoors, see just a little different than going to a, you know, regular park, I guess you'd say, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
So just real pleased for the growth that we're seeing. Jackie Moore and our Department of Agriculture has really embraced this responsibility and does a good job for them.
I understand there's a website that is both informative for farmers that may be wanting to get started, dip their toe in that pond, so to speak, or for those that want to learn more about where to go, where some of these sites are. Do you have that address?
agritourism.org, and they have what we call the Agritourism 101. So those basic questions that a person might have, trying to decide, is this something I want to add to my farm? Well, they should be able to get those answers pretty easily through that means.
scagritourism.org. Easy enough. Well, that continues this week, the annual conference of the South Carolina Agritourism Association. And speaking now with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who was just there to give us an update. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.